It's not a mistake. It's not a drunken night out. It's not an I didn't know. It's not an illness. It's not an accident. It's a crime. Sexual assault and rape is a crime, but it is the only crime where we will always question the victim first.
Clinical nurse in the unit, Margot, says there are options available for people who don't know what to do when they've been raped. As well as pursuing a case legally with the involvement of Gardaí, medical-only treatment is also available. And there's option 3, which was introduced in 2016, where evidence can be stored in freezers, a service which 166 people have availed of, 22 of whom are now proceeding with legal action. Margot outlines why some people may not be ready to take action after they've been assaulted.
75% know their assailant. Imagine the ripples. So if this is someone who is maybe your brother, your father, your uncle, your best friend's boyfriend, your college mate, for some reason it's always the victim that thinks of the consequences of the crime. It's never the perpetrator thinks of it.
Teenagers here in Cork as young as 14 are presenting at the clinic in their school uniforms. And Margot says an understanding of consent is key in the fight against sexual violence, and it's an issue that has to be addressed by educators and parents.
Parents will say, I don't know how to talk to my son about consent, it's very difficult. And my answer, and while it's not probably appreciated a lot of the time, my answer will always be, it's easier to talk to them now than to explain to them in a few years why they're on the sex offenders list.
Margot says the most upsetting aspect of her job is that the level of aggression in sexual assault is on the increase, as well as continuous victim blaming. But she told me what makes her job worthwhile.
While it is definitely a very traumatic place to work, to see somebody who came into me a broken shell, curled in a ball, streaks of blood or mascara or grime or whatever happened, and then for them to come at the end of the year and they're standing tall, smiling, and I get a hug, and to build that bond, that's a privilege.
Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, the Sexual Assault Treatment Unit.